Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see beyond everything. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com and be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Windshield. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now on to the KevCast. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder. Welcome back to another edition. And I hope you've been tuning in to the previous four episodes. We are on week five of our series called Dark Days, where we're examining anxiety, we're examining depression, and we're offering another perspective. You see, most of the time, we only get to see one perspective, and that's the clinical perspective, the scientific viewpoint. And we are approaching it from a philosophical perspective, integrating the scientific perspective. So this is not an either or, this is a both and, but it's actually allowing us to see another sliver that maybe we had missed before. And if we gain that little piece of understanding, I believe we will have a transforming effect on these problems, which plague so much of our society. So last week I asked you to identify your story. Were you able to do that? What was the message that you keep telling yourself? Did you have a message that hurt you? Like, I'll never be good enough. I'll never have enough. I never get a good break. This is never going to work out for me. Why even try? Or do you have a message that helps you? Like, you know what? I'm going to make it. I don't care how hard I have to work. I'm going to find a way. Do you have a positive outlook? Do you see yourself as winning, as being victorious? You see, our story impacts us, doesn't it? But did you figure out where the story comes from or from where it comes? You see, this is called soul work. And soul, the Greek word psyche, is where we get our word psychology. And that's essentially the goal of psychotherapy, isn't it? To kind of dig down and find what our story is all about. You go and you have an objective clinical observer who looks for patterns in our past. They have a perspective of understanding certain problems within our mental makeup, and they're able to shed light on all that. So in soul work, however, we're actually gaining objectivity into our own life as we embrace the self-critical process. So in soul work and kind of shadow work, it's not that we don't use the help of others, but we definitely have to focus on helping ourselves. So how can we get out of our own way? I mean, that's the problem, isn't it? It's difficult to get out of our own way. We have a lot of blind spots, and that's why it helps to have a clinical partner, a therapist, or somebody to talk to. Now, despite the difficulty, it's not impossible. But a vital frame shift in our thinking has to first take place. You see, we must abandon the notion that our dark days are useless deficiencies that must be eradicated. That's like seeing everything as a problem and therapy is simply the melon ball cutter that's going to scoop it all out. You see, we gain something when we abandon the notion that our dark days are problems only. You see, if we just eradicate them, that's like cutting off our arms, which will enable us to climb out of the hole. Now, I'm going to switch gears for a minute, and I'm going to come right back. If you've ever taken an IQ test, then you know that intelligence is marked by our brain's ability to recognize patterns and integrate seemingly unrelated things, right? Intelligence is all about being able to connect the dots. Now, we gain this skill over time. I mean, you take a child, and they have few categories of understanding the world and themselves. And as a result, they can only put certain things together. They can only connect the dots a little bit. As you grow into adulthood, you gain more categories to understand things, to understand your life, to understand the world in which you live. And you start connecting more dots. That's why movies that have adult humor are not that funny to kids because they don't have those necessary categories to make sense of it all. So this led me to my theory about depression, and that is this, that depression is a temporary inability or unwillingness to integrate necessary things. And anxiety is the temporary over-integration of things. So in other words, the depressed soul doesn't want to connect any more dots. And the anxious soul connects way too many. So if we put this together, we discover that in both cases, the categories we have used to integrate our soul and our life are now diminished. Do you see that point? It's vital. Depression and anxiety are windows into showing us that our framework for understanding reality has reached its capacity. But the frame shift comes the moment we realize that the goal is no longer to normalize ourselves backwards into the old paradigms of integration. Instead, the goal, the resolution of our dark days, is found within new categories that we may not even possess yet. So we have to be open to new ideas. You see, it's the apprehension and application of truth that integrates the soul and life. In other words, we suffer because of something we don't know or something we won't do. This goes back to what I said in a previous post, that these problems are essentially truth problems. Now, we do not ordinarily seek out wider experiences of truth if it's not for our suffering. I mean, that's why we're asking for help, right? If we were doing fine, we wouldn't be asking for new perspectives. We call them a problem because our perspective is no longer working. Thus, it's reasonable to conclude that the truth, which transcends us, it goes far beyond us because none of us possess all the truth, but that truth is actually pulling itself, it's pulling us into itself, rather. That's an amazing and uncommon frame shift. I don't know if you've heard that in clinical practice. But if it's true that the truth is using anxiety and depression to pull you into itself, then what or who is doing the pulling? If there is a pulling force or a puller, then there must be a purpose, because this pull comes opposite of our gravitational trend. And that's amazing, because the purpose is to expand us into a wider truth. So if there's a pulling force or a puller that's pulling us into itself, it must be benevolent. It must be good. It must be kind. And though it doesn't feel like it when you're anxious or depressed, these things are the windows, the doorways through which we go into an expanded self, a renewed self, a recreated self. So, my postulation here is that our dark days are not deficiencies that have to be eradicated, but they are required suffering through which we can know God and ourself. You see, they have a design and they have a purpose, and that is to recreate us. Their existence means that we can never go back. And now we must set our sights on a future life formed by them rather than the life we had prior to them. Thanks so much for joining the KevCast, where we learn to see beyond everything. I hope this content has helped you, and I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or comments or feedback. Until next time, I hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to have you come back real soon.